Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Denny Dara, who is the general manager for Forbo in North America and also in Asia Pacific. Denny, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you today, Kemp?
I'm good. I wanted to talk to you because you were in the news actually on FloridaDaily.net last week with the announcement that you're expanding your linoleum manufacturing facilities in Scotland. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have been very fortunate in the marketplace over the last few years with the acceptance by the market of our tile products, our Marmoleum dual tile, and our MCT product in particular. And with the volume growth that we've experienced, we needed additional capacity. And, you know, we're pushing very aggressively to bring this online to hopefully improve our service levels to the market.
Okay. Now, we should ground our listeners a little bit just basically on the whole marketplace when it comes to linoleum. There's actually, in the U.S., there's only, I think, three sources for linoleum. You uniquely have a leadership position worldwide, but also worldwide not only with linoleum overall, but with the tile product. Armstrong and Tarkett are both producers, and actually nobody produces linoleum in the U.S. Explain why that is.
Well, if you go back, linoleum production facilities, unlike traditional PVC facilities or other, tend to be very, very large facilities. You've got large productions that occur over extended periods of time. So the investment in a linoleum production facility starting is over $100 million.
It's generally made in countries that are very tuned into sustainability.
Yes, that's exactly it, is it, that it is. Where you have the most environmentally sensitive areas is where this product is the mainstay floor covering, and that's where the manufacturing occurs. So as the marketplace continues to grow, that can produce opportunities for further expansion in the future. When you look at it in the supply chain from an environmental profile point of view, container transport, which is your primary method of moving the product, is actually a highly efficient, very low carbon footprint way of moving product around. So as a result, there hasn't been the financial driver, although linoleum is growing very substantially in North America at this point, which could create an opportunity for one of the three producers in the future.
Yeah, actually, you know, in our August-September issue of Floor Focus magazine, we pointed out the fact that you can ship goods in a container for about what it takes to drive a truck 90 miles. It's a very efficient way of...
Yes, it's a very efficient method of... And, you know, as you look at your supply chain, you can use that, and you can also use rail, which give you very, very low carbon footprint methods of moving product.
Yeah, and let's go, many people know this, but let's talk a little bit about linoleum. I mean, it is a resilient product. It comes in both sheet and tile. And the difference versus a vinyl product is this is extremely environmental. It's made of natural products, right?
Well, the key to linoleum is it is the true, for lack of a better term, bio-based option. You start off with linseed oil, which is pressed from the flaxseed, mixed with pine rosins, wood flour, calendared onto a jute backing. It is a certified sustainable flooring. It's a product that doesn't market itself as green, but has been tested out by independent third-party certifications as being the most sustainable flooring material. The real key is, even without the sustainability, it's a strong competitive product in the marketplace. If you look at the core markets, healthcare, education, that it really brings in that marketplace is the attributes of durability, competitive first cost, and lowest cost of ownership over the life of the product. It's a renewable product from a visual point of view as well. So unlike traditional PUR finishes that may visually degrade over time, our top shield finish is renewable, so you can bring the visual back after the wear and tear of those types of applications. So it's really proven its ability not only to be a sustainable product, a certified sustainable product, but also the ability to compete very effectively on the marketplace on its own performance attributes as well.
Okay. So it's slightly more expensive up front, but over the life, start considering the maintenance and everything, it's a much more economical.
I would say at this point, with the growth in volume, mm-hmm. and the comfort in the installation market, it's competitive up front with traditional PVC options and maybe even lower cost. And quite frankly, the expansion in the tile product is actually driven by the fact that MCT provides essentially your lowest first cost installed floor. We have a guaranteed install price on it. That's really what's driven the market, of an occupancy-ready floor. It's that step-up alternative from traditional VCT that people are looking for, is that we give you an occupancy-ready floor, we give you a better environmental profile floor, we give you a product that has 10 times the indentation resistance, all these other performance benefits, and in the lowest first cost step-up from traditional VCT alternative. And that's driven the volume growth very substantially with MCT, which led to the expansion in the production facility.
And why is it that you guys are able to lead in this tile market? I mean, I know there's other people that sell tile, but for some reason you guys have a considerable market share in this area.
Well, we are a marmoleum-first manufacturer. We make very high-quality products around the gamut, but when we look at it, we lead with marmoleum, and it's our focal point. And we are also commercially focused as an organization, meaning that we're not trying to be all things to all people. We want to be the best commercial resilient flooring manufacturer. I mean, that's part of, if you go back a year or two, that's part of why the acquisition of Bonner made so much sense, was because they were commercially focused, which tied with our commercial focus, which created a much stronger package, you know, between the entrance systems that we acquired, Flotex that we acquired, and then our traditional resilient product offering. Again, we have a package very strongly geared towards the commercial focus and the commercial customer, which is what the marketplace is looking for.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've been tracking you, and we track you every year, and even though the global economy has been in this recessionary dip, Forbo continues to grow. So what do you attribute that to?
I think it's a combination of things. It is certainly having the right product offering, but I also think that we do business as best we can the way that the customer wants to do business, and that's always the focal point. We start at that customer and work our way backwards. Again, if you come back to this tile expansion, we really are very fortunate that our customers have supported us through this, because our service levels, because of demand, haven't been where they normally would be. But it's really, I think, a combination of a lot of things. Is that commercial focus on the definite market segments where we bring the best value. We know that marketplace. We know what you deal with in terms of flooring. We're not a generic producer, and that's really what's helped us very much in that area.
And this expansion at this plant in Scotland, how many plants? You have two plants, right?
There are two linoleum production facilities, yes.
Right. Okay. And this expansion is an ongoing expansion. You expanded it some last year, and you continue to expand it. Is that right?
Yes. We have had to do it sort of in incremental steps. The tile production process is not a simple one. It's actually, from start to finish, takes almost 16 weeks. But when you look at it, we've had to address different steps and different stages when we had capacity limitations. So the biggest incremental step came online this summer. It was online by August 1st. Through the balance of the year, we're doing some additional work, which, when everything gets turned on and ramped up, sometime in between February 1st and March 1st, 2011, we will have an additional 50% capacity come on after that.
Well, Denny, I appreciate it, and congratulations on your continued expansion with your facility in Scotland. We've been talking to Dennis Dara, who is General Manager of Forbo in North America and Asia Pacific, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.